It's bad. Anime.
Hey everybody, my name's John.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Bad Anime, the show where we decide, is this anime bad? Now let's do that seven more times, and it will be a perfect view of today's show.
But then we'll be caught in a loop. Wait a minute.
But do we have a really cool clock animation to show?
And are we charming and smart? I didn't know what I was expecting of this show. Just said, hey, the winter season has just started. Yes. The third episode of this came out yesterday. We're like, okay, let's do this.
Right. Yeah, I know. This is an especially fun three-episode rule because the first two episodes were already out by the time we started to watch it. But, you know, the third episode wasn't even out until the morning we recorded, even like at noon of the day we recorded or of the day we watched it.
Yeah.
And this is crazy because you texted me and you were like, hey, let's watch these. And you sent over a bunch of new shows I'd never heard of before.
Right.
This was one of them. Mm-hmm. And the title read Seventh Time Loop, but the title is actually a lot longer than that.
It's a lot. And that's I don't want to say that that's the entire reason I chose it, but it certainly didn't hurt.
Oh, yeah. And like, here it is. Seventh Time Loop, : the villainess enjoys a carefree life married to her worst enemy.
Yeah. Sick.
Spells it out pretty nicely for. I feel like they don't need trailers in anime anymore. Like movies
need
trailers.
Well, no, because the titles are trailers now.
Because the title, it's amazing. It's a summary, but also a title.
You get a full sentence. I'm like, okay, now I know the show's either going to be interesting enough or complete garbage.
Or even worse, Japanese. Okay. Well, and as per usual with this show, you have just finished watching it right before we recorded.
Exactly.
Bravo. Yeah.
Well, yes, because for many reasons, I couldn't actually record yesterday like we originally intended to. Little hungover, yes, but honestly, my stomach has been completely fucked up ever since that new COVID wave. It's been bad. It's been like really bad. I'm like, oh, this isn't fun.
This is not fun anymore. Wait, like, did you get the new COVID for the COVID wave?
Well, my whole family had it, so I'm like, oh, I must have got that.
And maybe got something. Yeah.
This is the wave of COVID that people aren't really reporting a lot of because it's fucking up people intestinally. So I'm like, so I was asking my mom, like, hey, are you shitting uncontrollably like all the time? She's like, yeah, this sucks. I'm like, did you test positive for COVID? It's like, no, but everyone else in the house did. Right around the time I stayed over for Christmas, so I'm like, oh yeah, no, I probably got the bum COVID.
Wow, the poo COVID.
It's been bad.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
I've sharted twice.
Twice in your pants?
Yeah.
No.
Well, the first time is easy enough. You literally scrub that shit out. But the second time was easy enough. But the first time, oh no, I was standing peeing, and then I farted.
No.
But then I'm like, well, that feels weird. I'm like, oh, that feels really weird. And then I pulled my pants down and saw like a giant glob of shit.
Oh,
I'm like, oh no.
Mid-pee.
Yeah, just mid-pee.
Terrible.
Just so things are just falling out of my body. I'm standing there. I'm like, I didn't even do anything nefarious.
Don't you wish that you could just restart your whole life and try it again a different way?
I want to try it six times so at the end I can marry a handsome fella who killed me in a previous life.
That was my favorite angle of the whole show.
That's what made the show compelling.
Yes.
At first it was charming when we had
Riche,
yep. Main character girl. But I love the way they frame it in the very beginning of the show. It's a grand ceremony of like a prince denouncing their engagement. It's like, you're not fit to be queen. And she just says, bet, and runs away. He's like, where are you going? And then she reveals the audience, yeah, this is actually like the seventh time this has happened to me.
Yeah.
And then the first episode is a lot of glimpses of her previous life. I'm like, this is cool.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting how they decided to kind of make the first episode just a what you would do normally. It's just an actual exposition as of like, okay. But it was very interesting because like the main character, Riche, she kind of just lists out at the very beginning like every one of her lives how... Yes. Like where she begins again every time, which like she loops back to the same moment when the prince says that she denounces her as his wife.
Yes.
And
a
she
great moment
starts
to start.
There.
Yeah.
And then she always ends 5 years later and dies in a war.
Yes.
Which was the funniest part to me by far.
And the funniest part is apparently it's the same war.
Yeah.
That she just can't keep she just keeps being unable to avoid. I'm like,
she just can't get out of the fucking way. Like, at one life, she's like a soldier. So, yeah, that makes sense. She dies in a war. But another life, she's like an herbalist. I'm like, what were you doing dying in the war?
What are you doing? Were you on a battlefield? At one point, she's a maid. It's like, okay, I really need to know how you got here.
How did you die in the war? Was it a maid war? Was it a maid-centric altercation?
Oh, come on. Oh, is that... That anime is not a thing yet, where it's a bunch of maids and medieval battles, which is gore everywhere. That needs to happen soon.
We can make that anime. We could maid wars.
I mean, how much money you got in your pocket right now?
Honestly, just nothing. Well,
that's bad. Okay, so I have like 3 pennies and like half that's a ham good. Sandwich.
That's good. So, I'm checking if I have any cash in my... Nothing.
You actually pulled out your wallet.
I did. I do have my wallet. I have my dental insurance card. Do you think that would help?
If we smile enough at the right person while a ropey strand of cum is sliding off our teeth, then they'll say, all right, take all this money and don't talk about this. But we just talked about it. So now we need to flee the country. I don't know how much longer this podcast is going on.
Incriminating evidence. Yeah.
Don't get me fucking started. I've been on fucking jury duty the past week. And it's I don't have a lot of enemies. But for the enemies I eventually have in my adult life, even if I wish death upon them, I wouldn't wish jury duty.
Oh, my God.
I can't say... too much because we're still at this moment we're still deliberating, but not literally right now. That would be fucking hysterical if I just,
stepped out. Just, hey guys, let me step out for a second. I gotta talk about like anime boobies for like a little bit.
I gotta talk about this season's hot pink haired anime waifu, and then everyone look in the room. It's like, we don't know anything you said, sir.
And then one dude in the corner like, oh yeah, nice. I've seen that.
The weird woman with gray hair in the corner is like, oh, are you talking about Sword Art Online? It's like, no, you can't go back there.
I'm never talking about Sword Art Online.
Oh, Bouncy, now you've tempted me. There are like multiple seasons of that.
Oh, no, we can't do it again. We really can't do it again.
But why not?
Yeah, we should. We'll do it.
That was the quickest turnaround. If only the deliberation had been that fucking easy. And then
I
wouldn't be the stress-ridden monster who's gotten physically unwell from this shit.
Well, I hope this show has kind of helped your stress levels a little bit, because...
Actually, yeah, it did. Yeah. I'm not even going to be snarky or lie, because this was pleasant and fun. Let's get back to the main angle here. So the first episode, she's giving us a recap and then busting out of the castle. She's like, I don't know what I'm going to do this time. We're going to figure that out as I go. And then she bumps into
Arnold Hein,
and she calls him Emperor Hein at first, because in all their previous lives, he takes over his father's kingdom and starts the big war.
That always kills her.
Yes. And he's like, I'm just Prince Hein. What? And I love the implication there. It's like, how does this girl know my intentions?
Yeah, to become the emperor in 5 years and then conduct a war. Yeah, and that's the interesting part, because
who is that wonderful girl? Could she be any cuter?
Who is that wonderful girl? Could she make any more herbs? It's always making herbs.
Putting herbs in a rolling paper. And then smoking them, and then saying a bunch of words I can't say because I'm, you know. Anyway.
Yes, but as she prepares her marijuana cigarettes,
not in this house. This is a house of God.
And the 1950s.
we actually just talked about this. I just started watching Ted, the series.
Oh, yeah.
The first episode is about, because in the movies, Mark Wahlberg's character and Ted just smoke a ton of pot.
Oh, great.
The first episode is them buying pot for the first time. They don't even intend to smoke it, but they send Ted to school with John because it's one of those things. Ted's home alone and then he shoots a TV accidentally. So then they're like, you're going to school. And he's like, fuck. So the first
I'm a bear.
So the first episode, he's just trying to get expelled, and they're like, "What if I buy pot?" So they're not even intending to smoke it. They just want to get caught in school with pot. But then they get really high, and the results have actually been very funny. Because I follow I follow a couple snarky Western anime YouTubers. They're like, "This is actually kind of good."
And, you know, not to jump the gun, but this was actually kind of good.
I enjoyed this tremendously for a few reasons. We were texting a little bit back and forth, and I think there was some level of predictability here.
Yeah, oh, for certain, yes.
But there wasn't a bad thing here. And the way they kind of – and the expectations, they gave us some on the table and then subverted them right away. Because in episode two, they're – I think it was – yeah, it was episode two, basically. They're like, hey – Arnold's like, hey, you're going to live here now. You're going to be my bride. And she's like, what?
Yeah.
And the reason she agrees to marry this cat, it's like, huh. You know, in all my lives, I've never lazed around and did nothing. And you know what would be cool? Not dying in 5 years. So you know what? This time, I'm not going to do shit. The protagonist, which I kind of love because it's the exact opposite of everything else going on in anime right now, where everything else in anime is like, I have to find a passion. I have to be inspired. I have to do the thing because the Japanese economy is crumbling and we're bad with metaphors. And now it's just this one girl like, you know what? I'm not going to do a fucking thing. I am going to sit my ass down, maybe have like a couple too many chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Get and have fat.
An army of maids take care of me every day.
Back to the maid army.
That is the thing. Like, but I find it especially interesting because it is like the character's point of view to be like, you know, I live six different lives already, and we've seen that she's gained a bunch of different kinds of education in each of those lives. Like, she learned how to be a merchant, she learned how to be an herbalist, like, she can do all this
shit.
And
it's great, because and, like, she actually retains all of her memories of the previous lives.
Which is awesome. And Arnold is really impressed by it. He's like, you're very interesting. Like, how do you know all this shit? That's why he, like, asks to marry her, it seems, at least. And
at one point, they have, like, a little sword fight.
Yeah.
Like, he attacks her, and he's like, you're really good with a sword. And his boner is harder than that steel. And that's when he, like, you know, presumably swallows the coal, poops out the diamond, and says, will you marry me?
Yeah.
It's like, wait, that's not how that works. And also, I didn't know your stomach was a furnace, sir.
You must have had the poo COVID.
You must have had the poo COVID, or you just had two stackers from Taco Bell.
Yeah, they equate to about the same thing.
Have you tried the stacker now at Taco Bell?
Yes, I have. Indeed I have. It is fucking delicious.
Yes. I just had two of them and some other stuff.
Oh God, yeah.
Two. My new order right now is two of those, two spicy potato soft tacos, and a chicken quesadilla.
Oh, I love a chicken quesadilla there. I'm always like a Crunchwrap Supreme and a cheesy gordita crunch guy. Those are my main two items. But whenever they come out with like the XL version of those, which is like once a year or something,
yeah,
I go hard.
They haven't come out with a fucking double cheese gordita in so long.
Yeah, I know.
Where they put like the extra layer of beef in between the soft shell and the hard shell. That was the best version by a mile and a half.
Oh my God, so much better.
And I miss it.
They don't do it.
So much.
They don't do it anymore. Yep.
Because they hate me, or they're like, no, this kid's gonna die, and he's fat. And I'd say, you're just mean now.
Well, there's no reason for any of this. I'm giving you money.
But I'm paying for this.
Right.
Spit in my mouth and give me food.
Exactly.
Daddy.
Daddy. Father. But yeah.
Buddy daddies.
Arnold.
I was clicking through like the Crunchyroll Anime Awards, and I saw Buddy Daddies in a category or two.
They got nominated for something?
For something, yeah.
Huh.
Apparently the English dub actor for Tomo-chan is a Girl also got nominated for something.
Wow.
Yeah, so the best dub actor or actress, I think it's both, you know, both all spectrum and genders included here. I'm assuming she got nominated for her performance as Tomo, and it was the English dub. I'm like, well, I didn't listen to the English dub, so I don't know.
Are we both on the pulse of anime trends worldwide? That sucks.
You know, it's quite possible we are, and it's a scary thought.
Scary. Yeah, we've seen a lot of things.
We just look at shows and go, eh, this one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Wait, speaking of shows that we go, eh, right. So another thing that I wanted to bring up about this is that when they bump into each other, right, it's funny because she decides to live with him because she wants to be lazy, right?
Right.
But also another motive is like, yeah, and also maybe if I'm with him, I won't die in the war that he starts in 5 years. Or maybe there's even a hint at maybe if I'm with him, maybe he won't start that war in 5 years, and maybe I can prevent that from happening.
Because he's a bad boy and I can change him.
Exactly how every good relationship begins.
Yeah, fundamentally wanting to change the person you're with. God, that's like healthy and constructive.
So healthy. And really, really fun for everybody involved.
Everyone involved, because all you get to do is fucking hear about it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And then, right, she moves into the house.
Yes.
And she starts, like, meeting everybody. She meets his, like, I don't know, his butler named Oliver Butler boyfriend. Clearly fuck toy named Oliver.
I mean, look at him.
Clearly. And
but, like, look at him.
Yeah. Oh. But, so she meets him. She meets a couple people around the castle. And she also, like, starts being, like, a maid.
Well, yeah, sometimes. Because she has all the skills from a previous maid life, and she was like, yeah, but then I died in a war. It's like, how
did you die in the war from being a maid?
Was it a high-ranking noble? And if that case, why'd you pick a high-ranking noble?
Why did the maid? But either way, so she's maiding, mm-hmm. right? She's
maids are going to maid.
Doing her maiding call to the other maids, and they are working
towels!
Together.
Towels and linens! Let's molest the kid from Redo of Healer.
Oh my God. Let's molest the kid from also Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. Like,
oh yeah, wow. Okay, they like to make maids touchy, don't they?
Noticing a pattern here. But yeah, she starts like doing stuff with the maid. She realizes a bunch of maids are bullying this other maid, so she helps this one maid. And yeah. All these maids, it's a very key factor right now that this is a nice like C plot in this whole show that like there are a couple like really mean maids that are like, "Ew, who's that new girl? I've never seen her anywhere." Meh. And then they're really like mean and shit to all the other maids. Mm. And then eventually
I have a lot of experience as a maid. It's like, yeah, and it looks like you're never getting out of this field, man.
Yeah. Huh. And then in the third episode, there's like the scene where Rhys comes down and Oliver's like, "Rhys, it's time to pick your maids for your villa." And Rhys comes down and she looks at all the maids and like the really like mean maid is like, what?
Yeah, because the entire time Rhys was helping them and no one knew who she was. And then it turns out she's the princess. And yeah, the main maid is like, "Oh, pink hair, titties and nipples."
"I knew you were a waifu protagonist."
"I should have known by the pink hair."
"Should have known." But yeah, she comes down and she's like, "I want my maids to be these maids, not you." And then the one with the red hair, the really mean
it's
one,
really
is
distraught.
Like, "Is like, I'm so sorry for everything I've done, and I really apologize." And then Rhys is like, "Oh, well, that's good, because I want you to actually be the maid educator, because you can read and write, and none of them can read or write, so you're gonna teach them all how to read and write." And she was like, "Yay!"
I mean that. It shows how sweet the character is. I just wish there was, I don't know, I got like mean girl revenge blue balls on that one. I'm like, oh, why is this wholesome?
But like, that's the thing. Like, it is quite wholesome. And the character of Rhys is seen very much as like this Renaissance woman. She knows how to do everything. She's really cool and nice and stuff. And she's trying to figure out what Arnold's intentions are with her.
Right.
But the weird part about this, I'm kind of waiting for the villainess part of the title to come in, because the first words after Seventh Time Loop in the title are, "The villainess enjoys a carefree life married to her worst enemy." She's not much of a villainess at all. She's actually quite a hero.
Maybe just because she's going to be married to like this world's version of like
Darth Vader.
Yeah, it was a good call. I was going to say worse real world figures.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, I don't know what the whole concept of her being a villainess is in the title, because she's clearly just very nice and cool.
I mean, is she going to be, like, the hot one who Joffrey married in Thrones that everyone loves?
Oh. Is it Sansa?
No. After Sansa, it was Natalie Dormer plays her. Her entire family gets murdered.
Oh.
In like the wildfire thingy. I think she marries two Baratheons. I think she marries Joffrey.
Yes. I forgot her name, but yes, I know who you're talking about.
But maybe is she gonna have that role in this? It's like is Rhys gonna have the same character that whoever that Natalie Dormer girl was in Thrones, where you have the stern asshole leading the country, you have the queen that everyone adores.
That is very, like, wonderful and lovely. And, like, yeah, she was talking. They actually had a few scenes between the two of them speaking.
Yeah.
And she was like, wow, look at this beautiful city. I've never been to Galkine before. And he's like, yeah, it's whatever. And she's like, no, like, there's a marketplace over there. Isn't that wonderful? And he's like, whatever. It's a market. I don't know.
Well, the thing is actually, because cool, they revealed it here that one of her goals among all of her lives is travel to every country in the world.
Yes.
And this is the only one she never got to because of, you know, the war started there.
The war. Yes. But so, now she's there.
So now she's there, like, I don't know, she wants to go to the market and, like, sing and dance. And then Cuckoo is going to try to get her to form an idol group. And then they're going to meet some other ones. Oh, wait, damn it. That's Love Live Superstar.
If this turns into Love Live Superstar, I will give you $500.
Sweet, I'll take that. And if it doesn't happen, and if it doesn't turn into Love Live Superstar, I'll fart really loudly.
You know, that's a good bet. I'll take that one as well. I will take that bet.
Just call someone and be like, and then put my phone towards my butt and then fart. But then I'll accidentally shart because of stomach COVID and probably because I'm about to turn 30. Next thing you know, it's like, oh no, I've got dookie butt.
And it's all over my phone.
Oh no.
No.
I better put it in the washing machine seven times.
Seven loops.
Loops in the washing machine.
You know, as we kind of wind down to the events of the plot, I do want to mention a few things, right?
Yeah.
The last thing of the plot, right, is she arranges to meet the merchant guy that she met in her first life.
Yeah.
And he's the guy that, like, taught her how to be a merchant, was, like, really cool, and she lived a very successful life as a merchant for 5 years. So
right.
He's going to meet her. We don't know her intentions yet and what she's going to do with him.
Exactly.
But that's kind of the cliffhanger here. I also do want to mention a few other things. There will never be an anime that will not at some point have everybody coming in within the first or second episode to a big city, and somebody will go, wow, so that's the capital city.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Well, the thing is, that's
every,
like,
anime ever.
Well, that's the thing. That crosses so many different anime genres and spectrums.
Yes.
It's like, wow, a city.
Yeah.
I've never seen a city. And then
but like the line is always like, so this is the royal capital. Like,
it's always... I'm filling in the audience and telling them what this capital is. You're welcome, viewer. Did you appreciate this hand holding? I'm glad I could hold it. Why are they so sweaty? That was actually one of the, I'll go back to Ted real quick, then stop. They talked to the hottest girl in school, the hottest girl in school's sister, because she has pot. And at one point, the character John, who was like Mark Wahlberg's equivalent,
right?
Yeah, so the high school version of him, played by some other kid who does pretty well. He shakes her hand, and he's like, and she's like, "Oh, I hope you just wash your hands." And he's like, "Huh, yeah, I did. I had diarrhea." but that was a while ago, though.
That was a while ago.
Just completely striking out, and the beer's like, oh, for the love of God. Hi, I'm Ted.
You ever been to Memphis?
Yeah, have you ever been to Memphis?
Oh, yeah.
No? No, but like I think Tuna's like pretty cool.
You ever browse Crunchyroll for animes to talk about on your podcast? Me neither. I'm John. That's Rob.
I think we're done here.
Yeah, what'd you think? Give me the final thoughts.
Oh, my goodness. Final thoughts, very pleasant surprise, you know. And originally, I was expecting more of an isekai when I saw Seventh Loop, because I'm just like, oh, I thought she was going to go through a bunch of different worlds.
I thought so, too.
But I really appreciate the fact it wasn't an isekai. It was like the girl in the same fantasy world going through her life over and over
right.
again.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a cool spin. I really fucking enjoyed this thing. The only negative I really have is that episode 3 got a little boring at some points.
Sure.
There was cool moments in there. Like, one we didn't even get to was when the two of them danced.
Oh yeah, the ball.
And she's thinking about all her past lives and stuff. And then Arnold goes to her. You were thinking about another man, weren't you? I'm like, oh, the context is a little bit different here. Yeah. That would be powerful and engaging. It was still a cool moment here, but, you know, not the same as, like, if they were doing the icky.
Yeah, and which they totally didn't, because when they, the first episode that they met, she was like, only a few rules, and one of them is don't touch me ever. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, whatever, I'm fully devoted to you as my wife. And I'm like, wow, what a dude.
Again, she's a conservative girl, but I can change her. Or she's just a really fan of Sana, Momo, and Mina from Twice, because they released that song like where you can't touch me and shit. I don't know.
Yeah, but I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would, definitely. And it actually, the animation was nice. It kind of gave me some hope for narratives in the future, because it kind of took that like Russian Doll / Happy Death Day idea. But instead of reliving a day, she relives an entire like section of her
existence,
life.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Which is very fascinating. And it makes you think, like, will they ever get to the mystery of like why this is happening? Because she doesn't seem so concerned about that nowadays.
No, I would love it if it actually smacks her in the face at one point and she learns like, oh, the next time you die, that's it.
Yeah.
So I see a lot of narrative potential here. A lot of other three episodes rules we cover. And we don't continue, whereas we don't see where the story can go from here.
Right.
Or in the case of Rent-A-Girlfriend, where it's like, what the fuck? If season three ends like the way the rest of it did, we're not watching
we're
it
not
ever again.
We're not doing it again. Right.
But for this one, to your point, I see a lot of potential here for cool narrative ideals and struggles. And here's the thing. Three episode rules. Sometimes I continue to show, sometimes I don't.
Right.
I'm actually going to try this new thing now where I, on Sundays... like one Sunday a month or every other Sunday. I haven't decided yet. Because like for the past couple of Sundays, like I said, I had to completely change my schedule around for fucking jury duty.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday I was feeling a little unwell, so that added to the fact. But the Sunday before that, I was completely fine. But a similar thing. I had no caffeine. Spent a lot of day in bed. No whatever the fuck. Tried to be as healthy boy as possible. And I also cut out social media during that time.
Oh, cool.
That's the time for me in particular. I mean, I am going somewhere with this. To actually sit down and watch a lot of a show at once.
Mm.
It's super healing and therapeutic. So on any given Sunday, pun, movie with Al Pacino.
Hey.
It was fine.
So are you in or out?
That's what I'm saying. I could totally see myself in. And I might, who knows, watch it in the near future.
You know, I think
it comes out on Sundays, so I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it could work. I think I'm also tentatively in, because it presented enough. And you made a good point with saying that there's multiple paths this could take, and it's nice that you're not left being like, oh well, yeah, I guess I'll just tune in next week for the same fucking thing. But it's nice
same
that
it bat
has
time, same it, bat channel.
But this bat show has some legs, right? Has some wings, should I say? And it
has
can
some teeth.
Like. It can keep going. It can keep going, and I see some different directions for it. Kind of reminds me of my enjoyment of why Ray Liotta ended up at the Duke's Mansion and why I like that so much. Except for this has that like specific angle of like a time loop.
Right.
But like the male character is just just the same. He's just the same guy.
A little darker in this version, but yeah.
Yeah. Like, pretty much.
We know this one's actually gonna murder a lot more people.
Oh,
and,
definitely.
And also, there was no swords in Ray Liotta, from what I remember.
Yeah, no, there wasn't much fighting. Like, this one's got a little more edge to it, so.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. On this day,
it's so real to me.
It's still real to me. Thanks, guys.
See ya. It's bad.
That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us, on Instagram or TikTok at Bad Anime Pod, or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at badanimepod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.